Hey, what's up? This is Coach Vita, and this episode is about Workout Chronicles, and it is brought to you by Today on Q Fitness and also Creating More Designs, as well as sponsored by Dre All Day. What's going on, my peoples?
What's up with you?
Not much. What's going on?
All right. So our today's topic, like I said, Workout Chronicles, you know, it's always a thing that we talk about. It's funny, it's humor, but at the end of the day, it's always going to be positive. So my question to Rennie first, since we had this quarantine started or stay home order, what have you been doing for fitness?
So I'm not even going front and act like, you know, I'm out here all day, every day, get my workouts in. It's been a struggle, but you know, after the work day or sometimes like early in the morning, like I'll get up, do a little cardio, do a little strip training, go out on walks throughout the day if possible, and then otherwise, like after work, you know, I'll get in a workout. But that's pretty much what I've been doing.
Now, have in your area, like I said, during the quarantine times or stay home order, have you seen people out exercising? Knowing they're supposed to be in the house, but have you seen people out exercising?
You know what? At first, yes. Everybody was out. People was out on their bicycles. Families out walking around. People out jogging. Now, you can tell who the real, you know, dedicated people are. Because
the real winner.
Yeah. Because you'll see them out there still. But for the most part, like, you don't see as many, or I don't see as many people out as it used to be.
All right. Dre All Day, what about you? What have you been doing since the quarantine stay-home order? Any fitness for you? And have you seen, you know, an increase or anything? Or decrease?
For me, it's mostly circuit training. Trying to get the calisthenics in. Get probably about 15, 20 minutes of cardio. Like, right now, I'm not going to even lie. I'm, like, having cabin fever because I need to get back to the gym like bad, you know.
Ain't nobody gonna lie right now, so everybody got quarantine going on.
I'm so used to, you know, trying to get out, but ever since the gym's been closed, like, dang, yeah, I gotta find things to do. I have to try to keep it interesting, and that's really hard.
Exactly.
You know, but you know, I do what I can, like I said, in addition to that. And then as far as you know, seeing people out, you know, just like Shawanda said, in the beginning, you see a lot of people out in my neighborhood. You know, they're walking every day with the kids and everything like that. But lately, it's kind of few and far in between, you know. Yeah, you see who the really dedicated people are these days.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Also got D-Trainer that just hit the line. Have you been seeing any people that's been out in your area since this quarantine stay-home order?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I've been seeing a lot of crazy stuff, man. People have been, you know, having to stay home, and so they got to be creative, be innovative about what they do. And like I said, I see some people outside playing dodgeball, get the cardio up, you know what I'm saying?
Well, at least they doing that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Absolutely. So they've been creative about it.
Yeah. So I know in my area, I know I started off, a lot of people that I seen in my area, people I ain't even known that lived over here. Maybe they didn't. They just walking around. Since things have been opening, you know, in Florida, it's definitely been a decrease on my side. I don't even see my man with the kid that was pushing him around for like 10 hours. I don't see him no more.
No, what about slides? Have you been seeing slides?
You know what? Since the tennis court shut down, they not even on the tennis court.
Wow.
So I see a whole new family and multiple people of, you know, but not the same. And like I said, now it's been a decrease. And so it's back to the normal six people,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. either two with me in the morning and six during the evening. So that whole sloop crowd that I seen, not working. Now, has anybody seen anything awkward on their side when y'all was doing, like, either you doing exercise or you seen somebody else trying to do some more outrageous exercise?
I know for me, like, not in person, but I've been seeing a lot of Facebook videos of people trying to work out, and, you know, either they equipment failing on them or, you know, some kind of stuff. I saw something today, man. It's like some chick got the like the resistance bands, hit herself in the face, you know.
Wow.
trying to bench press and his chair fell apart. You know,
oh wow!
They're killing themselves out here, man. Trying to stay fit.
They're definitely doing the most, man. Yeah, I seen some crazy stuff. I say about a week ago, man. I was out walking with the baby, man, and, you know, kind of like what you saying, the, you know, people just trying to do different things, and it just epic fail every time, man. This lady was trying to do a upside down push up. She had to be at least, you know, no discrimination, but she had to be at least in her, I want to say, mid to late 40s, man. And, you know, you can tell she's trying to get herself back together, but, you know, that launch into that upside down push up, man, it just, I don't know if she slipped or did something strange, but, man, she when she hit the ground, you know, she scared the baby in the stroller, man. Let me double back, man, and make sure you made it all right, man. You know? But yeah, that's probably.
Listen, man, what's wrong with people in 40s trying to do it? Maybe she just needed, you know, somebody to show her how to.
Maybe that's what it was.
Now listen. I'm gonna tell y'all a fail story for me, right? Because I've been out here on my porch, and I actually tried to do a handstand. Now I didn't practice, but I just normally go up because that's my everyday mental thing, you know, with the handstand. I kid you not, because I didn't test this porch out. I went up in a handstand, and I just started tilting to the left. I said, let me drop it down, because if I bust my behind, I don't know how I'm going to explain how that works.
No.
So, right. You know, so I was like, you know, I'm going to try. Let me work my wrist out real quick and, you know, try again. So, yeah, once I went up the second time, I said, okay, I know my back porch right now. So, you know, I just went out there just blindsided on the porch. I ain't even, you know, I was... didn't worry about the gravel or nothing. So I was like, okay. I said, I'm glad I know how to catch myself, but hey, I'm in my 40s.
Absolutely.
Don't be hating on
the 40s. Not at all. Not at all. Hey, that's why I made that public service announcement. Why I said, hey, don't discrimination on the 40s. But, you know.
Hey.
Yeah. And like I said, you gotta stay creative. Like, you know, that's all we say. I mean, but hopefully, you know, because it has been a lot of protesting about these gyms and stuff not being open just yet. But, you know, have we been seeing all these new up-and-coming overnight trainers on any type of social media?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, everybody a trainer now. Everybody certified.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody certified.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Get your little piece of paper. You think you can do everything.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think we could get certified overnight.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
I think by the quarantine, you certified.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely, man. It's definitely a spike in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
On that subject, though, for real, though, you know, shout out to, you know, Coach Peter, definitely the trainer. You know, King Coley out there doing his thing, too. You know,
absolutely.
You know the real ones when you see them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, appreciate it.
I
try to be in the game as long as I can. But, you know, these people that I've been seeing coming up overnight, I guess during the quarantine time, we'll see if their energy is still the same in the gym.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just been seeing a lot of the trainers are been seeing more supplements than anything.
Yeah.
And these overdone body weight trainers that I'd never heard of before. So, you know, the outfits will get ridiculous.
Yeah.
What I've been seeing as well. I mean, sometimes you too matched up. If you're too matched up, I know you ain't even working.
Yeah,
your mom wasn't even working out.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, yeah, you just flicking up for the camera. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, man. You taking no bathroom selfies and going out there, going out like you really sweating. You going out through some water on your face. I get what you got going on. Yeah. I got it.
Exactly, yeah, man. Exactly. You know, like I tell people, since I think being that we had to be, you know, on this little small quarantine, stay home order, you know, restriction type time, I think it proved to a lot of people what people can really do and don't do and get creative. And definitely, I seen a lot. And like I said, for those who did, you know, start trying to change their eating habits and their health, for whatever reason, either you were trying to get away from your kids or be creative with your kids, or, you know, just trying to get rid of, like I always say, the quarantine gut, you know, shout out to you, because you definitely weren't just sitting on the couch and Netflixing all day and playing TikTok videos and executing dance videos. You know, at least you were doing something. So if you do come out this quarantine crisis here, we can say, dang, you know, they did a good transformation, or they did something positive at the time.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So that's how I feel about it. But definitely, you know how I always say, definitely shout out for everybody that jumped on real quick. It's always a good thing, a positive thing, for everybody just to stay at peace and laugh, because, you know, laughter is the best medicine.
Absolutely.
And if I want to have people to contact you all, let's go with D-Trainer. Where can we contact you at?
As always, hit me up on Instagram at D-Trainer Fitness, and you know, YouTube channel coming soon.
All right. Nice. All right. That's what's up. And you do personal training and regular fitness, correct?
Pretty much, yeah, I do that. Also, got some youth that's trying to train football and take them to that next level, because I did play a little semi-pro football. I do train kids as well, so I don't discriminate. You can bring you, your grandmama, everybody out there, and I get you right.
Hey, that part. Okay.
That part.
All right, Dre All Day. Dre All Day is a base. I think he's going to be the next motivational speaker for us.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Where can we contact you at?
Definitely IG at Dre_allday24. Get all your motivational needs. You want to, you know, a quick lift up, just hit the page. Also on YouTube as well. Same thing.
I like that. Right. Sounding like a motivator. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
All right. Then we got Rennie. She definitely due to all the creations. So tell us about yours real quick and where we can find you at.
Y'all can hit me up on IG. Create More Designs. I do graphic design. So if you ever need any business cards, flyers, you know, anything like that, digital or print, you can get at me.
For sure.
All right. And all right. Lastly, of course, I am Coach Vita. You can find me on all platforms of the podcast, Coach Vita. That is CoachVitta. As well as, I'm always going to say, get my book. I mean, right now you can still read it. It's a short number one release book called Slaying Your Health After 25, because my happy butt is after 25. That's why I wrote it.
Y'all after 25.
You can definitely find my book on all platforms. It's affordable, it's quick, it's simple. Like I said, it hit number one for a new release, and also it's in the top reads right now.
Big
thanks.
Nice.
Shout out. Yes, I'm trying to be at excellence, you know.
I know that's right.
So definitely shout out to everybody that's on the line. D-Trainer, Dre All Day, Rennie. I appreciate everybody, and y'all have a good night.
Yeah, man.
Peace.
Easy.